There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's about finishing. That's what I'm saying. The positives are there, you know, to be able to run the ball and take the ball away, and that's something we've been hunting. You know, to taking the ball away and give ourselves good field position. Now, we can learn from that because, you know, we didn't get any points off of it in the first half. You know, so that, you know, the score could have been a little bit more, you know, started out, you know, in the half. So when you get the ball at the field, the plus field on offense, man, you got to punch it in. You know, we'll take a field goal, but we got to get some touchdowns there, which we did in the second half.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
How about learning protect leads? That is interim Bears coach Matt Eberchoke. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Adam Studzinski. He's Trash Panda. The Bears have 3 wins this year, 2 of them on Thursday. This is a bad year not to be playing on Thanksgiving for the Bears.
No, I like it, though. The Bears can't hurt us today.
You're right. Coming after our show, we will be done at 11, me and Studs, me and the Trash Panda. It's the NFL Thanksgiving triple header right here on The Score. Packers at Lions, Commanders at Cowboys, and Niners at Seahawks. Triple header coverage starts at 11 right here on The Score, 670 The Score, and the Odyssey app. So the Bears can't finish, and the whole idea of who they are, this is it, we're judging that. Well, I think we know. They can't finish. They get bad coaching. Coaches play not to lose, and then they lose. And the coach then tries the humana, humana, humana. Let's ask a guy who has to deal with this nightmare on a daily basis. We're going to go to the guest hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. And welcome back to the show, Mark Potash. Happy Thanksgiving, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Is it Thanksgiving already?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It just goes to show you, Steve, even the bad seasons go quickly when you cover the NFL.
Well, you know what?
We call covering the NFL.
Yeah. When you're covering hockey, the American Thanksgiving is the way my Canadian friends and all hockey people refer to it. The Canadian Thanksgiving is in October, but everybody refers to the American Thanksgiving, and it held true and usually holds true about 80% of the time. You know your playoff teams. You look at the standings now, and about 80% of the teams in a playoff position now will make it come April. So you really only need like a 20-game season. And I think we've seen enough of the Blackhawks other than Bedard. But happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Studs. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening.
So Studs has been champing at the bit to get to you. Here we go.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, Potsy. It's good to actually talk to you more than just, you know, briefly getting you on the line so other people can talk to you. So been looking forward to this. So I really wanted to ask you about yesterday. I thought you were fantastic kind of grilling down Matt Eberflus about his team's inconsistencies, because he talks about wanting to be consistent and wanting to finish, and his teams can't seem to do that. And isn't this HITS principle supposed to be all about that? So, hey, why would you keep a guy around, Potsy, that can't do the one thing that he has been preaching since day one?
Well, that's obviously going to be the big question. One reason is because the guy who hired him is more prone to look for reasons to keep him than to fire him. So no matter how much it looks to us like a change is imminent and has to be made, and it still could be made, you got to factor in the idea that that Ryan Poles hired Matt Eberflus, and it was a little different. You know, it's like when Phil Emery inherited Lovie Smith. They went 10-6, but he looked for whatever reason he could to fire him, and he found one. They didn't make the playoffs. It works the opposite way when he's your guy, and I just feel like I've covered this team long enough. I can see that finish against the Cardinals, Falcons, and Green Bay, and a little bit of an uptick with a couple wins, and that being enough to say, hey, we're heading in the right direction. We showed progress. And I'm not saying will be reality, but I'm just saying that's the way they look at it. So that's why, as it stands right now, I would argue it might be more likely that he stays than he goes. I know that goes against the prevailing opinion, but I've just seen this before how it works, and that could, you know, the way the season ensues, that could be the result.
Oh, don't tell that to Dan Bernstein. He might not make it.
He will spontaneously combust, yeah. So, which will please a lot of people, actually.
So a quick follow up for you then. Matt Eberflus said that you can see the progress. And I'm curious how you would measure progress, Potsy, because I think if you look at the team, yes, they're better than they were last year. They're not suck out loud, bad, largely uncompetitive. But they still can't finish games. And that's ultimately what means the most in the NFL. So how do you balance measuring progress on the field as far as the team is improved and more talented, but they still can't win a game that they should win in the last 5 minutes?
Well, I think that's the crux of the whole season and the whole Eberflus era and everything, is these next two games I think will be defining. I think they will define progress. You've got to beat playoff contending teams, and you've got to play or at least play well against them. And coming off that game against the Lions, where they look like I said, an actual good team for a while. It wasn't just a fluke that they were up by, 12 points and then collapsed. They got the Vikings and the Lions, two division games, one at home, both rematches, which are, I think are telling. And I think these two games, I said this earlier, wrote this earlier in the week, I think these two games will define the Matt Eberflus era with regard to actual progress. If there's actual progress, they will win at least one of these games and play well in both of them and finish. If not, and then in Cleveland the next week, that's another one. But after that, I always said, if they flop in these next two or three games against the Vikings, Lions, and Browns, and win against the Cardinals, Falcons, and Packers, that won't do it for me. And I think for a lot of fans, because they've seen that movie before.
Yeah, but that Packers thing that ownership loves its. It's history. Ownership.
Hey, they beat the Packers. It's all worth it.
I'm
telling you.
That's right. That's the oldest joke in Bears history is, I don't care if they go 2-12 back when it was a 14-game season, as long as the two wins are against the Packers. You know, that's the way that myopic ownership operates. You've seen that too, Mark.
Yeah, but that's going that idea has kind of gone the way of Bear Weather, another myth. and I will say this. I will say this. I don't think ownership has quite the control with Kevin Warren in charge that they used to is quite the influence. Let's put it that way. There's a buffer between ownership and the GM right now, and I think that makes a difference. And I think that will make a difference as far as allowing or could make a difference as far as allowing some of that old school thinking, that old school family thinking, like, hey, we had a 6-game losing streak, but look at the way we responded to it. You know, that's why we're going to keep our Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. I mean, I think that thinking is, will change at least on the face of it, going forward. But, you know, there's still a lot of games, a lot of things can happen. It's really hard to predict. And also it's really hard to know exactly what Ryan Poles is thinking, especially with the influence of Kevin Warren being his boss. So I hate to not give you a definite answer, but there just isn't one right now because nobody is ever familiar with the Bears thinking. Nobody ever has been.
No, and I think you need to have your head examined. You might need to check yourself in someplace if you did understand it. He's Mark Potash of the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum, Trash Panda Adam Studzinski with you this Thanksgiving Day. Thanks for giving us a listen. So I started the show by saying the evaluation of Sunday was the worst thing to happen to evaluating Justin Fields because it's not just incomplete, it's maddeningly familiar. And when Justin Fields tells you yesterday, this is who we can be, well, that's who you are. You're a team that can look really great. It's the Jay Cutler thing. Pretty shiny thing. Look at all those football things we do. And then at the end, there's a killer mistake, a killer way to lose. That's what I think is very frustrating. Did you find it that way, or what did you take from what Justin Fields did in evaluating this guy, whether you're going to pay him $200 million next year?
Well, they're not going to do that. I don't know. I'm kind of changing my thinking on the quarterback thing because I have no confidence that even if the Bears decide that Fields is not their guy, I have no confidence that, A, they can find the right guy out of all these quarterbacks, B, the current coaching staff can develop him any better than they have Fields, and C, that the Bears, if they want to change coaches, can find an offensive coach who can develop him. That's 0-3. And I just I'm just going based on what I've seen. I just have no confidence that they'll pick the right guy. You know, that they'll pick C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young, and have the staff in place that the Texans have to develop him. So my feeling right now, I'll be honest, is like I think Fields has been good enough that even though he is not what I call an it factor quarterback, he's not instinctive. He doesn't have he can't will a defense into making mistakes and things like that. He can't do some things. You look at Joe Burrow or Mahomes or guys like that. He's not that. But I don't think there's that much that kind of quarterback in the NFL anymore. Look at some of these guys like Burrow himself is not the same guy he was last year. Now he's hurt. Mahomes is not the same quarterback without the same weapons that he's had because of their cap issues. So my feeling right now, frankly, at least at this point, is their best bet is maybe even to stick with Justin Fields or whoever the quarterback is. Just make the best team around him. Give him support that you can overcome his flaws and win games that way. Because that's the only thing I see the Bears capable of doing, as opposed to finding the magical guy who lifts the team on his shoulders and carries them, you know, over the finish line. I feel like Fields is an upgrade over like Trubisky because I think he throws a better deep ball and he's a bigger running threat. And I think he can be managed in a better offense. That's probably the best way to put it. I think he can become a winner in a better offense more than whatever else they have. Unless you know that Caleb Williams is the answer or Drake May is the answer. I don't trust them to find it. I guess that's my whole point.
I don't.
So acquire all the talent you can for Justin Fields or your name here, whoever follows next. That's the idea.
Yeah, I think that's their best bet. I think most teams are kind of going that way. I mean, you're seeing teams like the Bills firing their offensive coordinator and stuff like that. So Josh Allen, I mean, even he isn't a guy who saves everybody. So I just think that's kind of the way of the NFL right now. I think quarterbacking is at a little bit of a lull, and And I think it's become more difficult for a quarterback to make the difference, even though, you know, quarterbacks win the Super Bowl, no doubt about it. But they also have great defenses, and they also have great supporting casts. And I think that's the Bears' best way to do it, because they just don't have a knack for developing a quarterback. So I guess what I'm saying is I've seen enough from Fields that I think he can win, whereas with Trubisky, I thought, wow, it's going to take a whole lot more. You talk about support. He needed everything just absolutely perfect. Right. I think Fields has some ability to overcome some flaws in your offense to be a winner. So it's not a ringing endorsement, but it's like the best you can hope for with the Bears. I mean, they're kind of stuck.
There is certainly an argument that this type of quarterback play is still better than largely what we've seen over the last 40 years. So take Marvin Harrison Jr.
This is Jay Cutler. This is Jay Cutler redone, revisited. Get all the weapons, make all the excuses, killer football plays, looking great, wonderful, and then the killer mistake,
so,
and you lose.
So take Marvin Harrison Jr. with the second pick in the draft is what we're saying, basically.
I'm with you on that. What do you think? What if they were to do that, which doesn't seem like something anybody would want to do or has done, but what if they did that, Mark?
I think that's not a bad way for the Bears to go. I think if Marvin Harrison Jr. makes you a better quarterback, he makes you a better coach. He just, you know, but the thing is, though, you've got to add, you know, you've got to add more. You've got to have all pieces already in place. That's why you got to hope that, like, Darnell Wright, that's a good start on the offensive line. Is Braxton Jones a good start at the other side? That's what they have to decide. DJ Moore, you've already got some pieces in place where Marvin Harrison Jr. can make a much bigger difference than, say, a year ago or 2 years ago. So I think that's I don't think that's the worst plan, is to have a team around, you know, make your quarterback. You know, you're not asking Trent Dilfer to win your Super Bowl. I think Justin Fields is good enough that you can win with him. But I will say this, now that I've talked my way into this corner, he has to prove that he can win games in the fourth quarter. If you come back at me with that, I will say absolutely, you are absolutely right. He's got to prove that when he does have the chance, and that was the last drive was not a good example of that. I'm talking about better. There are better situations, but he's got to be able to close the door, put the hammer down, and a lot of that is on the offense, but a lot of that is also on the quarterback, kind of willing things to happen, like you see a lot of quarterbacks too. So that is the one caveat, I guess I would say, in keeping Fields, is that he has to prove that he could win a game late for you to have faith in him.
We're talking to Mark Potash, the Sun-Times. It's Rosie, it's Studs. We're here until 11 a.m. on the Score. So, Potsy, I want to ask you a simple question. Why can't we get a straight answer about why the most important players, specifically on defense, aren't playing on the most important downs on defense?
Well, we got a little bit closer.
We're getting there.
Around. I think somebody got to Matt Eberflus and explained to him just what an issue this was and what a bad look it was to have a guy that you're paying $98 million only on the field for 39 snaps. And he's kind of walked that back in his own way a little bit and said, yeah, we need to have him on more. And I think they will plan to have him on more. That's still a little bit of a red flag that even in a key game, he's taken himself out when the offense was only on the field for like 19 minutes. And, you know, just I'm not sold that that's the answer they think it is. But I think he gets it. I think or somebody told him, about it. I think he understands that you got to do that. But it's an interesting situation. It's a little bit difficult. He's not used to having a player like that, you know, brought in. He had DeForest Buckner with the Colts. That was the one time in Justin Houston. But his system isn't really it makes stars. It doesn't really have them come in and be those players. So this is a little bit of an adjustment for him. But I think he will adjust. I think he gets it that he needs Montez Sweat in there more than, you know, Rasheem Green. So who's actually been pretty effective when he's been out there. So I shouldn't pick on him. But the fact is, you're paying one guy more than the other, and in the salary cap world, you've got to get cap efficiency to really be a good football team. Either guys on rookie deals overplaying it, or guys with big deals, with big contracts, playing up to their standard or what they're being paid.
Well, get your Matt Eberchoke decoder ring ready, because I'm sure there'll be more gobbledygook and double talk and all of that. He seems to do that like a guy who's out of place, like a guy, the spotlight is too big for him. He doesn't know what to say. So good luck with that, Mark.
Well, I'm looking forward to the last, 6-7 weeks of the season. So that's at least I've still got my sanity, and I'm eager to see how it turns out. But I'm not sure exactly how it'll work out for the Bears. But it's football.
Okay. Well, we hope they start playing that soon. Mark, thanks for your time. Have a happy holiday. Thanks for taking time out today.
Same to you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mark Potash of the Sun-Times talking Bears here on The Score. We, meaning me and Trash Panda over there, Studs, we'll take you up to 11 o'clock. Then, after our show, it's the NFL Thanksgiving triple header. Packers at Lions, Commanders at Cowboys, and Niners at Seahawks. Triple header coverage starts at 11 a.m. right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. And tomorrow at 6 a.m., Gabe Ramirez and Marshall Harris will take you through Thanksgiving and the Bears. 10 a.m. to 1:30, Mark Grody, our guest at 10 o'clock today, will be on 10 to 1:30 tomorrow, setting up a time for another game. By the way, we're going to have a Sucksgiving reunion with Grody. 1:30 to 5:30, Dolphins at Jets tomorrow on The Score. Gabe Ramirez, 5:30 to 6:15, and then 6:15 to 9:30, the Bulls at the Raptors. We'll also have Ohio State, Michigan, 10:30 on Saturday. But let's get back to Bulls at Raptors, because we're going to get back to the Bulls. We're going to talk about the Bulls. They can't start. They can't finish. They can't win. They can't figure it out. Scoop Jackson thinks he's figured it out, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, he had an interesting point of view when he was on with Dan and Lawrence about why this team sucks.
Well, we'll bring you that, and then later on we'll talk some Thanksgiving, the greatest Thanksgiving turkey recipe you've ever seen. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Adam Studzinski. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oklahoma City about to win their sixth straight game and hand the Bulls their loss. The Bulls are going to drop to 5-11 and 1-5 on the road. Get ready for the Raptors coming up Friday, and we'll be on the air at 6:15 Central Time. Raptors winners tonight in Indiana, and the ball put in play, and the ball game is over. 116-102 in favor of the Thunder of Oklahoma City as they led wire to wire.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Welcome back to our sucks-giving programming. So, of course, we're talking Bulls.
Yeah.
That was Chuck. That was heard on The Score. And he was taught, you know what? It's an all-Chicago-Toronto Black Friday.
Oh,
the
what?
Blackhawks are hosting the Maple Leafs, who have the longest 56 years without a Stanley Cup. Oof. At Toronto, that makes them crazy. And the Bulls are going to suck in a different currency tomorrow against Toronto as they go on this road trip that should sink them. And the Bears, the Bulls have been outscored. Of course, the Bears could have been outscored too, but the Bulls have been outscored 231 to 160 in their last eight first quarters. They can't start.
So
they've lost, so they can't finish.
Well, it's so hard to overcome that kind of deficit, but I think it's even worse than that, Rosie. So I went back and I did the math on the Bulls' total points in the first half of their last six games. So this starts with last night and goes back to the loss in Milwaukee on November 13th. Starting with last night, their first half total points. This is not a quarter. This is the first half. All right?
That's how we know how bad
I couldn't even believe this when I checked it. 39 last night. That's bad.
First half.
Yeah. 53 the game before that against Miami. That's fine. It's fine. You should be scoring more than that. You need to be closer to 60, right? But 53 is fine. Before that, 30. That's terrible. Before that, 33. 33 again the night before that. And then 49 in the first half against Milwaukee. That is 1995 NBA basketball.
Sucking.
That is how I went back and I look at that and I just think, how is that possible?
They got a new shooting coach.
Wasn't he supposed to fix everything?
He did. Look at that. They can't shoot.
They're shooting more threes, but they can't
prepare. Everybody comes out and says they're trying. Look, they're really trying. The players say it. Donovan said it. These guys are trying. They're really working.
Of course they're trying.
Yes.
I don't know exactly.
And what you see is that going back to Nashville, the whole kumbaya thing, the desperation from team president on down, who totally screwed up this team. Have you looked at the NBA standings, by the way? So the kumbaya didn't happen. Nobody really, maybe they got they ended up face down in Tootsie's in Nashville, and maybe that was it. They didn't become a better basketball team. Nothing the coach said took. They ended up with a team meeting after the first game. Oh, good, they're talking to each other. Because we have no way of coaching them. That's essentially what Billy Donovan said. Oof. And team management ran it back because they have no idea. They're plumb out of ideas, so they went to Nashville. And now you're watching this, and I need you to watch this. Have you looked at the NBA standings?
I just pulled them up, actually.
Who's 10-5?
Who is 10-5? That would be...
In the East.
In the East, Orlando, Milwaukee, Miami, Philadelphia.
Orlando. So Arturis Karnisovas rebuilt the Magic when he was working for the Bulls.
Yes, he did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good.
Right?
Thank you.
You know what?
Thank you.
Your plane is boarding, Arturis Karnishevis. Your plane is boarding. So I missed this, but you flagged this. Scoop Jackson. Right. Why don't you walk it up for us?
So Scoop Jackson was on with Bernstein and Holmes a couple days ago. He's in studio. He's great. Awesome. Legendary around this city, right? And is Lawrence Holmes is Yoda, which I found out. It was pretty cool. So they asked him about the Bulls, the current Bulls. And he had an interesting perspective about why this team sucks and continues to suck.
We have been down a starting point guard for, 3 years now, right?
Correct.
And I'm not taking anything away from Io or taking anything away from, you know,
Kobe,
or even if they throw, you know, AC out there, whoever the starting point guard is. If we're being honest, would you call any of them bona fide starting point guards on a playoff team in the East?
No.
No.
Okay, so I'm not being mean. I'm trying to be fair on this to answer your question. So we are down a starting point guard and have been for the last 3 years since Zoe's been down, right? Correct?
Yes.
We have one power forward on the roster. One. That's it, and that's Patrick Williams. Now, not to be mean at all, but that's technically a vacancy from what he's been producing over the last couple of years, right?
Correct.
So you're asking what's up with the Bulls. To me, we've been playing 3-on-5 basketball for 3 years because starting point guard, no power forward, period. How do you expect to win when this has been an ongoing problem? What you put out on the court to start games?
So this now goes back to what you were talking about with the front office. For 3 years, since Lonzo's been out, we'll say, they've been playing 3-on-5 basketball. And that's why they can't find any kind of consistency and why they can't, there's no continuity on the court because people are fighting over the ball. Because when Lonzo was here, it worked. So when you had a real true point guard who's not a guy that needs his shots, it worked.
A two-way point guard, too.
Yes, a two-way, an excellent defender. And can make threes when you need him to, right? So he goes down, and okay, fine. The year he went down, fine. All right, you know, got hurt in the middle of the season, fine. That's hard to replace, right? Last year, it's like they kept holding on to hope that he's going to be back. And what, even if you think there's a small chance he's not going to be back, they didn't replace the point guard. They never did. And eventually they got Patrick Beverly as if that was supposed to fix anything, mm-hmm. right? So they basically played the entire season without a true point guard. And now this year, this is the most inexcusable year. And you can, if you want to make an argument for them, for the Bulls front office, you can say, okay, last year they didn't have as much information as they do this year about Lonzo Ball's knee. By midway through the season, though, you knew he's not going to be here. You need to find a solution. This year, you knew. You knew he's not going to be playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably never going to play again.
Mm-hmm.
And you did nothing to replace the point guard position. You got Kobe White, who I like, but I think Kobe White is more of an off-the-bench, go drain threes.
Clearly.
A spark off the bench, if you will.
He's right? adapted better to what he's been asked to do.
Right, he's a much better point guard now than when he was a rookie and they were asking him to do it.
Yeah.
And it's same with Io. But Io is, I think if Io's your two, your number two point guard, cool. But he shouldn't be starting. He shouldn't be your main point guard. And I know he's not now. Kobe White is, right? But this the whole point here is for 3 years, you've had this vacancy that you haven't filled.
Do you think Karnishevis is inept or inert?
I don't want to say he's...
Do you think he knows talent? Because what you're talking about is a guy who not only built the Magic tied for the second best team in the East right now, but he turned Lonzo Ball into Michael Jordan, where this team could not survive the absence of it. Right? I mean, this team doesn't survive,
and it can't be an excuse anymore. Like, not this year. It's not an excuse. If you want to use it for an excuse last year, fine. I can give you a little bit benefit of the doubt, but this year it's inexcusable.
And nothing was done.
Nothing was
done. Torrey Craig was done, and Javon Carter was done, and
none of those guys.
How's that working out for you?
None of those guys are starting point guards. None of those guys are true facilitators, right?
I'll tell you what I think is at play here, and the reason they ran it back. There is something to the idea that the NBA is more turnstile driven than the NHL. It used to be the other way around. And I firmly believe, number one rule in life, follow the money. I firmly believe that whatever random Reinsdorf is in charge, that money and playoff tickets and desperately trying to get in and qualify and to play in, whatever extra revenue you can get, and playoff revenue is big, I think that plays a part. And that runs counter to an idea of a rebuild.
The idea that the Bulls in this form can feasibly make the playoffs. They have the talent on their roster. They can make the playoffs, then you get the revenue. All right. I could see that as
being
part of it.
They're not playing like a playoff team.
No, they're not. And nor should you have expected them to, because it's the same team as last year.
Yes, it is.
It's the same team as last year, and that team was a play-in team that couldn't score down the stretch against Miami.
And all your big guys, that's exactly right. All your big guys still haven't scored in the last 8 minutes against Miami when you paid them all that money, starting with Max Levine, and now he wants out.
And you know what? Go ahead. You can go ahead and go, Zach.
Will you Uber him to the airport?
I'm done with Zach Levine. Right. We had this conversation this week on with Dan and Lawrence about he's trying to play the bad guy, and it doesn't suit him. It's because he's not a bad guy. And he's trying to play this role of the disgruntled superstar, but he's not a superstar. He's barely a star. He got paid like one, and I'm not saying he didn't deserve to get that money, but this isn't you, man. Like, you're not... DeMar DeRozan has given you every opportunity to take over as the guy on the team. Mm-hmm. He's been more than willing to cede to you and say, hey, like, all right, go for it, Zach. Go win us this game. And every time he does something stupid.
I saw a stat that he was driving less, which
he is driving less.
That limits his ability, demand to be dynamic.
And that's what his two best skills are. He can make bad shots and he can drive to the hoop and score.
No,
right?
Also, don't forget he plays Torrent Matador defense.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
maybe he's out for Winburn. He didn't play last night, but you wouldn't know it. I mean, you wouldn't really miss his misses. The Bulls missed without him in the first quarter.
He hasn't done anything this year that would make you feel like, oh yeah, that guy's not on the court. They're only scoring 30 points in a first half, so you're not missing Zach LaVine's 10 points in that scenario.
They're averaging 24. I don't think they were 25 yet. He's Adam Studzinski, Trash Panda. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thank you for listening to us on Sucksgiving. My group, Stones! Rolling Stones are coming to Soldier Field on June 27th, 2024, presented by AEG. Tune in to Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes, and Parkins and Spiegel next Monday through Wednesday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Stones.
You ever seen the Stones, Rosie?
I have not. I love them. I've never seen the Eagles. I love them.
Oh, you ever saw the Eagles?
Huh? I'll listen to the music. That's fine. I don't. I don't stand for 3 hours.
Well, no,
anymore.
I understand that, but I would have thought back in the day you would have made a point to see the Eagles.
It was in Long Beach. They were there, and I saw them, but it wasn't. You know, it was before Hotel California.
Oh, okay.
But they were still the Eagles.
They were still the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. They were taking it easy, and they took it from Jackson Browne, and there you go. But Hotel California was just such a watershed.
Original lineup, right, at that point?
Yeah, I don't, whatever they are. They had the original Glenn Frey, not Glenn Frey's kid.
Okay.
Or Vince Gill. That's how it goes. Well, Mark Potash was on previously as our guest line. Guest line was powered by IBEW Local 9, Chicago's original powerhouse since 1892. Hey, did you know it's Thanksgiving?
I did.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning and it's Thanksgiving.
We have regular Thanksgiving things, including WKRP.
Yes.
So we have the greatest lines from the greatest TV episode ever and the greatest turkey recipe I've ever read. We'll bring you that next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
No parachutes yet.
Oh my God, they're talking! Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Nice. Nice, Tyler. You got Les Nessman right and The Long Run by the Eagles. Welcome and welcome back. Thank you for joining us on this Sucksgiving show. It is Thanksgiving. That was Les Nessman from the greatest episode in television history.
Really?
The turkeys are hitting the ground. Sacks of wet cement, to which came arguably the greatest line in television history from Arthur Carlson.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
There you go. That's it.
I want to know how they came up with that bit.
They were brilliant. The WKRP people were brilliant. They
obviously
worked at a radio. They knew radio, and then the idea of what if we had a turkey drop? With live.
A literal turkey drop.
Live turkey.
And I think the real brilliance of it is you never see the turkeys. It's all the visual cues of Les and his voice, like explaining.
Looking very theatrical.
Yeah.
Not pantomiming, but acting it out.
And all you ever see is him in front of the storefront, yeah. Just horrified with what he's witnessing. It's brilliant.
And one of the running jokes was Les Nessman's office was taped off. He was taped on the floor because he didn't have an office, so you couldn't step in unless you knock, 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 and he had masking tape on the floor. And then they started putting Band-Aids all over him, just random and not referring to them. He just had Band-Aids on his head. So that's part of our Thanksgiving, our Sucksgiving performance. So Sweet Alice and Shooter, are you going to see them for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
So, and yeah, shout out to my parents. My mom's listening. So happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Sweet Alice. Yeah. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm spending today with my fiance's family. So, but either Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to drive down and see my family.
Say hi for me.
I will.
And
so I'll be going down to the middle of nowhere. Like I say, Saturday or Sunday. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right.
We'll figure it out. And play it by ear.
We like your fiance's family. You like that whole thing?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. It'll be fun. It's going to be at our aunt's house out in Schaumburg. Should be a good time.
Okay.
My fiance's cousin said he got a bottle of Japanese whiskey he wants me to partake of with him. So I don't know how much of it we're going to drink, but if he's pouring.
Why? It's free. If it's free, it's me. Yeah. I'll take three.
I'm bringing some bourbon too, so it'll be an exchange. Right, you know, bring the drink of my people.
I
don't know why Japanese whiskey though.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I've had it before. This is supposed to be good stuff. So I like it. I like all. There's not a kind of liquor that I've ever been like, you know, I don't like this.
Dark liquor for me.
Really,
we have a dark and ugly history. There was emergency room visits involved with dark liquor. So we're not going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
We're not going to do that. So you may be, you know, all parts of, if I had my choice and I did this with my kids, we do Steaksgiving, not big turkey. I like smoked turkey. Yeah. I had never had a fried turkey. I would love
fried turkey's really good.
I would love to have that. I don't want to risk anybody's hospitalization.
That's been my favorite one that I've done. My fiance's dad and her brother did the fried turkey last year. It was really good.
I would do Steaksgiving. One year I did surf and turfsgiving.
That sounds great.
With my kids. Because like side dishes are great, right? And if I got my choice of entree, it's gonna be ribeye. So that was that.
So what are you doing this year? What are your plans?
Me and Sweet Cheeks are going to a friend's house.
Okay.
The Leopolds. They invited us over and she said
the Leopolds.
I grew up with a kid last
named Leopold.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Leopold and Loeb, somebody else.
Interesting.
So she said, I know you'd rather do Steaksgiving. We're doing turkey, but we're going to smoke it. I said, okay, I'll be your friend and I'll bring the wine.
All right,
so I did that.
So what if here, this would be a real power move. If you show up to Thanksgiving, wherever you're going, or this is a situation where you're not hosting, right? If you just brought steaks with you and said, hey, can I use either your grill or your pan.
Right? Hi, no, I brought my own.
Yeah, I brought
cast
my own meat.
Iron.
I just yeah, I got my own cast iron. I got my cast iron. I got my salt,
and I'm gonna smoke.
I got some rosemary. I just you know all
I'm
I need is butter.
Smoke out the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be great.
It would be. It would be the last time I see that friend. And maybe that's what I want to do to ensure that.
I would love if someone did that to me. If I was hosting and someone brought all the stuff and they're like, I'm going to make steaks, I'd be like, okay, go for it, man.
BYO entree.
Yeah.
You can have a Thanksgiving now. Bring what you want. We'll do all the sides. One of the sides.
That's a great idea.
One of the sides is stuffing, right? Sometimes it's on the side and sometimes it's actually cooked inside the turkey. This grandma's recipe is the greatest turkey recipe I've ever heard. Popcorn dressing for turkey. You ever heard of that?
No. Popcorn dressing for turkey.
I'll just read it the way it's written on the recipe card. 2 cups of breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup butter, 1/2 tablespoon of pepper, 1 tablespoon of salt, 2 cups chopped celery, 2 onions, 2 cups raw popcorn.
So
wait, here we go.
Okay.
Combine, put in turkey, and roast about 5 hours, depending on the size of the turkey. When the corn begins to pop, it will blow the ass off the turkey, and it is done.
That's outstanding.
That is the greatest Thanksgiving recipe I have ever
heard. How do you even come up with that? Who sat down and said, you know what?
Done. Okay. Maybe it's 300 degrees and you got all the popcorn in there when it blows the turkey's ass off. All right, dinner. Ready to go.
Everybody, come on.
Who thought that up? It looks like grandma's card.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you get to the process, to the point of I'm going to put popcorn inside this turkey. Unpopped popcorn inside this turkey.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make that's mind-blowing.
But
I'd try it.
Blows the turkey's ass off. There you go. All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. So did you get Shohei for 9 o'clock? Were you able to book him? Because talking about the Cubs, because he's so anxious to do that. Did you get that?
Work in progress, unfortunately, Rosie. Right.
Well, you got about 5 minutes. If he's not available in 5 minutes, if he calls in 6 minutes, tell him it's too late.
In the meantime, I have yet another area in which interim Bears coach Matt Eberchoke has failed his team, his precious defense, his offense, his quarterback, has failed the franchise. You just can't name enough of them, but I have one.
Never any
and
list.
And we'll discuss that after this. Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski. Hi, Sweet Alice, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Four.
No parachutes yet.
Oh my God, they're talking!
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Nice. Nice, Tyler. You got Les Nessman right and The Long Run by the Eagles. Welcome and welcome back. Thank you for joining us on this Sucksgiving show. It is Thanksgiving. That was Les Nessman from the greatest episode in television history.
Really?
The turkeys are hitting the ground, sacks of wet cement, to which came arguably the greatest line in television history from Arthur Carlson.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
There you go. That's it.
I want to know how they came up with that bit.
They were brilliant. The WKRP people were brilliant. They
obviously
worked at a radio. They knew radio, and then the idea of what if we had a turkey drop with live
a literal turkey drop
live turkey.
And the I think the real brilliance of it is you never see the turkeys. It's all the visual cues of Les and his voice, like explaining,
looking very theatrical.
Yeah.
Not pantomiming, but acting it out.
And all you ever see is him in front of the storefront, yeah. Just horrified with what he's witnessing. It's brilliant.
And one of the running jokes was Les Nessman's office was taped off. He was taped on the floor because he didn't have an office, so you couldn't step in unless you knock, 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 and he had masking tape on the floor. And then they started putting Band-Aids all over him, just random and not referring to them. He just had Band-Aids on his head. So that's part of our Thanksgiving, our Sucksgiving performance. So Sweet Alice and Shooter, are you going to see them for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
So, and yeah, shout out to my parents. My mom's listening. So happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Sweet Alice. Yeah. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm spending today with my fiance's family. So, but either Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to drive down and see my family.
Say hi for me.
I will.
And
so I'll be going down to the middle of nowhere. Like, say Saturday or Sunday. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right.
We'll figure it out. And play it by ear.
We like your fiance's family. You like that whole thing?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. It'll be fun. It's going to be at our aunt's house out in Schaumburg. Should be a good time.
Okay.
My fiance's cousin said he got a bottle of Japanese whiskey he wants me to partake of with him. So I don't know how much of it we're going to drink, but if he's pouring.
Why? It's free. If it's free, it's me. Yeah. I'll take three.
I'm bringing some bourbon too, so it'll be an exchange, right? You know, bring the drink of my people.
I
don't know why Japanese whiskey though.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I've had it before. This is supposed to be good stuff. So I like it. I like all. There's not a kind of liquor that I've ever been like, you know, I don't like this.
Dark liquor for me.
Really?
We have a dark and ugly history. There was emergency room visits involved with dark liquor. So we're not going to do
stop?
That anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
We're not going to do that. So you may be, you know, all parts of, if I had my choice and I did this with my kids, we'd do Steaksgiving. Not big turkey. I like smoked turkey. Yeah. I had never had a fried turkey. I would love
fried turkey's really good.
I would love to have that. I don't want to risk anybody's hospitalization.
That's been my favorite one that I've done. My fiance's dad and her brother did the fried turkey last year. It was really good.
I would do Steaksgiving. One year I did surf and turfsgiving.
That sounds great.
With my kids. Because like side dishes are great, right? And I'd rather if my entree, if I get my choice of entree, it's going to be ribeye. So that was that.
So what are you doing this year? What are your plans?
Me and Sweet Cheeks are going to a friend's house.
Okay.
The Leopolds. They invited us over and she said.
The Leopolds.
I
know
what
you want. I grew up
with
a kid last named Leopold.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Leopold and Loeb. Somebody else.
Interesting.
So she said, I know you'd rather do Steaksgiving. We're doing turkey, but we're going to smoke it. I said, okay, I'll be your friend, and I'll bring the wine.
All right,
so I did that.
So what if, this would be a real power move. If you show up to Thanksgiving, wherever you're going, or if this is a situation where you're not hosting, right? If you just brought steaks with you and said, hey, can I use either your grill or your pan?
Whatever. Hi, no, I brought my own cast iron.
I got my own cast iron. I got my salt.
And I'm going to smoke
I got some
up.
Rosemary. I just, you know, all
I'm
I need is butter.
Smoke out the house.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
It would be. It would be the last time I see that friend. And maybe that's what I want to do to ensure that.
I would love if someone did that to me. If I was hosting and someone brought all the stuff and they're like, I'm going to make steaks, I'd be like, okay. Go for it, man.
BYO entree.
Yeah.
You can have a Thanksgiving now. Bring what you want. We'll do all the sides. One of the sides.
That's a great idea.
One of the sides is stuffing, right? Sometimes it's on the side, and sometimes it's actually cooked inside the turkey. This, grandma's recipe, is the greatest turkey recipe I've ever heard. Popcorn dressing for turkey. You ever heard of that?
No. Popcorn dressing for turkey.
I'll just read it the way it's written on the recipe card. 2 cups of breadcrumbs, half a cup butter, half a tablespoon of pepper, 1 tablespoon of salt, 2 cups chopped celery, 2 onions, 2 cups raw popcorn.
So.
Wait, here we go.
Okay.
Combine, put in turkey, and roast about 5 hours, depending on the size of the turkey. When the corn begins to pop, it will blow the ass off the turkey, and it is done.
That's outstanding.
That is the greatest Thanksgiving recipe I have ever heard.
How do you even come up with that? Who sat down and said, you know what?
Okay, maybe it's 300 degrees, and you got all the popcorn in there when it blows the turkey's ass off. All right, dinner. We're ready to go.
Everybody, come on.
Who thought that up? It looks like grandma's card.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you get to the process, to the point of, I'm going to put popcorn inside this turkey. Unpopped popcorn inside this turkey.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make, that's mind-blowing.
But.
I'd try it.
Blows the turkey's ass off. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. So did you get Shohei for 9 o'clock? Were you able to book him? Because talking about the Cubs, because he's so anxious to do that. Did you get that?
Work in progress, unfortunately, Rosie. Right.
Well, you got about 5 minutes. If he's not available in 5 minutes, if he calls in 6 minutes, tell him it's too late.
In the meantime, I have yet another area in which interim Bears coach Matt Eberchoke has failed his team, his precious defense, his offense, his quarterback, has failed the franchise. You just can't name enough of them, but I have one.
Never any
and
list.
And we'll discuss that after this. Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski. Hi, Sweet Alice, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.